Phillies and the Marlins on Tuesday. The return from injury of Vince Velasquez, making his first start since May 30th, but he was greeted rudely in the first.
Now they're going to stack up the left side for Stanton here on his own. One out, nobody on. Philly right-handers walked him a couple of times. Stanton gets into one. This is a drive deep to left center. No doubt. Up, up and away. A home run for Giancarlo. There's number 29. Giancarlo picks up RBI number 63, 1-0 Marlins. And that was a no-doubter. He put a beautiful swing on that pitch and hit a long home run out to the left of the home run sculpture.
Their ninth walk-off loss, their ninth loss in extra innings as Herrera takes a pitch that just missed ball four, and in his excitement to get down to first base, he threw his bat toward the third base dugout, toward the Marlins side. So Herrera, one-out base runner, first walk allowed by Conley tonight. Actually, the second walk. He walked the pitcher Velasquez on four pitches in the second inning. Be a 43-win season, 119 losses. There's a bunt first base side, up with it, Bohr. Nobody's covering at first base. A bunt hit for Perkins, in from third, Herrera, and we're tied at two. Pushed it into no man's land there. The pitcher couldn't reach it, and by the time Bohr got to it, Conley wasn't quick enough to get to first base. Now the 2-2 pitch. Franco, fly ball left and deep. Back goes Ozuna in front of the Clevelander. He'll climb the wall again, but this time he can't catch it. Michael Franco with a home run, his 14th of the season, and Philadelphia out to a 3-2 lead in the top of the eighth.
Their field, here's a 3-1 pitch. And a high fly ball. This is out to left center and deep. Yelich back looking, and it is gone. It's a two-run home run for the rookie Nick Williams. How big is that for him? His third big league homer, his second hit of this night, and he cashes in not only a run, but a couple of runs with that long ball.
Phillies break out late. They take it 5-2. A successful return Tuesday night for Vince Velasquez. He gives up just one earned run through six strong innings. The Phillies bullpen nailed down the win with three scoreless innings of one-hit ball. It's been a rough go for Adam Conley in 2017, but in his first start since April 28th, since he was demoted to AAA, some signs of encouragement for Conley. He scattered eight hits through six innings, giving up only two runs as he took a no decision. Conley spoke to the media following the Marlins' 5-2 loss to the Phillies.
I think it's a step in the right direction. The way this year started, it's basically just been a season of trying to make one of those at a time. So I love the direction I'm headed. I've still got a lot of work to do, but obviously there's been benefits to the work I've been doing. And with the exception of a start here or there, for the most part, over the last 2 months, I've been happier each time with the results. So I think looking back at it, it's kind of really me trying to undo what I'd been training to do for a few months there, where I was in a funk there. So I think I'm on my way out of that, and I'm encouraged by the work I'm doing, but still getting after it.
What is kind of the main thing you're trying to get back on point?
The biggest thing mechanically was basically that my foot was hitting the ground so early and so far across my body that I was just fighting my lower half pretty much the whole way. So I think that stems from a lot of things. But not to get long-winded, really just in general, my delivery was passive, and where my foot was hitting the ground down there just wasn't really allowing me to do what I do really well. And so that's what I'm working towards. I can see the results in where my foot's hitting the ground and the force that it's hitting the ground with, and it's showing itself in my pitches, but obviously not super sharp today. Like I said, it's a process where we're trying to keep moving in that direction one step at a time and really feel like myself again.
You mentioned trying to undo a lot of the stuff you trained for. Was it the mechanical stuff you just mentioned?
Yeah, I mean, when you go do it wrong every day for a couple months, at some point your body starts, that's just what you know. And I had done it another way for so long. That's where I really felt so lost because I basically had trained myself to do something that I wasn't good at doing. And so to overcome that has really been where I'm at, and it's taken this time. And like I said, we're still moving on it. But honestly, and you guys know this, but I think about me by now that I look at this as an opportunity for me to know better. If I had any doubts about who I was before, there's no doubts in my mind now. And I know exactly as clear as day what it is that I'm working towards. So I count that as a blessing. And honestly, the time away, the time trying to figure those things out with my family and everything has been rich for us, and we're doing really well, and I'm just excited about the direction I'm headed, whether it be here or wherever they send me.
Interesting, your first pitch of the night. kind of your thoughts when you see that.
It's funny, I thought in the back of my head, what if I throw this halfway up the backstop, you know, and what I did wasn't too far off that, but I don't look much into it, you know. I mean, I kind of laughed about it myself. So
in some weird way, could have kind of relaxed you a little bit to say, hey, look, you know.
No, I think the urgency to go do my job tonight was pretty much there all night. So it was kind of just every pitch, knowing I got to get after it here and do my job. That's what I tried to do the best I could.
It was a promising start for the Marlins on Tuesday night, thanks to Giancarlo Stanton's first inning home run off Vince Velasquez, his 29th of the season, to give Miami a brief 1-0 lead. But the rest of the game was pretty much all Phillies as they went on for the 5-2 victory. Here is Miami skipper Don Mattingly.
Yeah, that was encouraging. I thought, obviously, he held his velocity throughout the course of the game. Threw some good breaking balls that got down underneath the righty there. His tempo was good. I think you see encouraging signs from what he's been working on. And, it was encouraging.
That's what you kind of take away from this. Obviously, you know, the late innings, the home run. Was that kind of the
– No, it was a game that basically we pitched pretty well. Adam threw the ball good. Taz, again, is another encouraging sign that he continues to throw the ball well. Looks like he's getting sharper all the time. We just leave a looked like a breaking ball there that stayed on the plate. And then the guy, goes opposite field there at the end. But other than that, it was really a game that we just kind of got shut down offensively. Gee, it's the homer early. We get a run on the Riddle play without really – it's hitting an air. But we get an air with the pass ball and didn't really do anything else offensively pretty much the rest of the night.
Kind of turned big. I mean, to start the game, it looks like they call him safe. The replay returns it. Gee, it's the home run that the state has it.
Yeah, it's just one of those, just a play, really. I mean, I don't think that turns really any true momentum in the game. We get momentum right away with the G homer. I think they get it back. It's actually a game that's for us, pitching-wise, was pretty good. Obviously, at the end, we have guys in there we may not, in that late inning that we not accustomed to using, but actually pretty good matchups for us. I thought Mackettis had success that part of the order, and Harlan with the left hand, we've been using him all year there. So we actually had, I thought good matchups to where we could have held him there and got the ball to AJ.
You mentioned wanting to see aggressiveness and some fire from Adam today. Did you see that to your liking?
No, it was good. I thought he was competitive. He worked quick. You could see just the body language was aggressive, and it's really what you ask, right? If you're in a situation where you've fallen back in the race, you want your guys to be competitive, and not just take it. And we see that out of him tonight.
Hey.
For hits?
Hits, yes.
OH just keeps passing them, right? It's every day. It seems like he gets a hit, he passes somebody. So, obviously, each is great.
The Marlins look to bounce back on Wednesday behind Dan Straley. He'll be opposed by Nick Pivetta.